There's many a story about old-timey cowboys that tell of both famine and feast. They drove herds of cattle from Dodge City, Kansas, and put them on trains to the east. They crossed them through mountains and valleys and deserts and drove them through blizzards and sleet. From daylight to darkness, those heroes pushed on and rarely had chances to sleep. Well, it's nap time on the prairie when a cowboy's ambition grows dim. In the heat of the day, it's just normal to lay in the shade of a cottonwood limb. A modern cowpuncher who works on a ranch has adapted to different lines. With inside commodes and gravel-packed roads, he's missed out on lots of good times. There's much that he's missed, but things that he's gained in being 100 years late. See, now when the boss drives away from the ranch, cowpuncher heads for the shade. Well, it's nap time on the prairie when a cowboy's ambition grows dim. In the heat of the day, it's just normal to lay in the shade of a cottonwood limb. Those punchers who lived in the great golden days never thought about grabbing a nap. Or maybe they did and just didn't tell it to grandchildren perched on their lap. They say that those trail-driving cowboys were tougher than those of us living today. I really don't care as I pull up a chair and take me a nap in the shade. Well, it's nap time on the prairie when a cowboy's ambition grows dim. In the heat of the day, it's just normal to lay in the shade of a cottonwood limb. In the heat of the day, it's just normal to lay in the shade of a cottonwood limb.